Story to cheer you up. This is positive. I like it. A charity called Me to You is encouraging people to write to patients in hospital. Patients who are undergoing cancer treatment. And next week they're going to host a free online workshop to help people get the courage really and the inspiration to write to a stranger. Someone who is living with a cancer diagnosis. Well, Fiona works in audiology at NGH. She's been writing letters throughout the pandemic. I spoke to her ahead of today's show. And I began by asking her what inspired her to start writing letters to patients.
I'm not sure, actually. I can't remember. I've always enjoyed letter writing. I've always had pen pals and always enjoyed that way of communicating. Perhaps I'm just a bit old-fashioned. But I think I saw it on Facebook, the From Me to You, and I thought, what a wonderful idea, what a great charity, and got involved and have really enjoyed it since.
And when you decide to get involved, do you choose someone to write to, or are you matched up by the charity?
No. So I just write it to Dear Friend, which obviously makes it a little bit harder because you don't know exactly what that person's into. But there's all sorts of things that you can find to write about, really. Just anything funny that's happened that day. So one day my mother-in-law called me and said that, oh, I went out this morning into the garage and I thought, oh, it's really cold this morning. And then I looked down and realised I wasn't wearing any trousers. So that went straight into the letter. And there's been various other fashion mishaps and things like that that I've written about over the time. And I think if you just keep your eyes open, there are lots of positive stories and positive quotes out there that you can find to write about. Maybe somebody might like to hear one of your favourite recipes. And obviously there's a lot of seasonal inspiration as well. So we're coming to autumn, and I love autumn. There's always something lovely to write about there, whether it's some, you know, the flowers that you've seen. People might write about their pets. There's all sorts of lovely things that you can write about, and you just hope that somebody somewhere who's going through something really terrible, it might help to just brighten their day, even just a tiny bit. I think it's worth doing.
So the people that receive these lovely letters, and I have to say I'd love to receive one of your letters because they sound both uplifting and hilarious in equal measure, Fiona. So they don't know who you are. You're just a lovely person who's taken the time to share some experiences with them.
Yeah, so no, nobody knows who you are, which I think in a way is quite nice because then you're free to write anything that you like and you don't know who they are, they don't know who you are. I just think it's something nice that we can do to hopefully help people, and I think that everybody has got a letter in them, so I would definitely encourage anybody to give it a go. It's really nice to sort of embrace your creative side. My mum loves making cards, so she makes the cards for me. So really, I think anybody can do it. So go and get a pen and have a go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, receiving letters it's a lovely thing. I guess it's even more lovely today because it's so rare. And when I receive a letter, which I very occasionally do from a relative, I love looking at the penmanship. And I love the experience of reading someone's handwriting. It's so fundamentally different to getting an email. But do you know what? I've lost the skill, Fiona. I find it hard to even use my hand. I find it hard to write, to hold a pen, all the muscles in my hand. I've typed for so many years. Honestly, I find it absolutely exhausting. But do you find there's quite a lot of catharsis for you in doing it? It must help the people that receive the letters. But what about for you?
Definitely. I think it really is. And so it's a great way to embrace your creative side. So if people don't particularly like writing, they could draw instead. I think some people might do comic strips and things, I've heard. So there's lots of different ways that you can do it if you don't want to particularly write. But I would encourage to give it a go. I think it's really good. And yeah, I love doing it. I find it quite relaxing, actually. It's nice to go and sort of like get myself a hot drink and just spend a bit of time on my own, having some peace and quiet, and just writing down whatever I happen to be thinking about that day.
And have you got any sense of the difference it makes to the patients? Do you hear from the charity about the experience of receiving the letters?
Yes, so they do put posts up on Facebook and they do email you. So they usually email you, I think, about once a month and say how many letters you've done and they thank you. And they do sometimes put posts up on Facebook, and they have had quotes from people that have received the letters, and they are all really positive. So it is lovely to think that it is making a difference to people. And I do know that a lot of older people as well, they are, you know, a lot of people are quite lonely these days. And I think it's great that that they know them, that somebody cares for them, whether they know them or not.
Well, it's quite beautiful when you put it like that, isn't it? It's quite profound. It is. It is profound. And how often do you write?
Really, it's whenever the mood takes me. So sometimes I can sit there and I can happily write several letters, and then I might not write for another couple of weeks. So I think it just depends, I say, when the inspiration strikes and when you feel in the mood to do it, give it a go.
And have you got nice handwriting?
Honestly, no. You ask people, they'll say, oh, she should have been a doctor. Her writing is terrible. My mum can't believe that I actually do write letters to people and they can read it. I said, the thing is, when I sit down, I do really try hard. Like you say, sometimes it is quite tiring for your hand. Maybe you want to have a go at doing some Play-Doh. Strengthen your finger muscles.
That's a good tip. It's a good tip. And are you going to write today? Have you got one on the boil?
I haven't got one on the boil, but I am thinking, because I did go out with friends recently and she was wearing a skirt and it had a zip right up the front of it, and the zip pinged off and the skirt split in two. So I was thinking that I may well write about that night out, yes.
I love it. You just take all the various embarrassments of your friends and family and then secretly share them with this private audience. You're basically
that is it, yes.
A stand-up show that they don't know about. Oh, I love it. Fiona, thank you so much for telling us about it. It sounds wonderful. Yeah, it really, really does. The charity is From Me to You Letters, so you can find that www.frommetoyouletters.co.uk. If you go to that website, you can find out all about how you can get involved, either just to donate some money to the project or to start writing to someone. And as you hopefully heard from Fiona, it can make a huge difference both to the person that receives the letter, but also the person who sends the letter as well.